So what do you want to do now? Do you want to...
Let's bring them in.
Should we bring them in? Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Okay, bring who in?
We're going to bring in our guests today, Dave. So let's bring in our guests. Jingle, jingle. What's that?
That's quite nice, that.
All right. Oh, it's One Direction.
I like this song.
Let's bring in One Direction, right? Here they come. They're going to come through the door. We're going to say hello to them. And here they are. That's Freya. She's not the band. Oh, no!
Yay!
One Direction.
Here they are. Look, it's them.
There, that's Kian. There, there's Kian.
There he is.
Steadman in the middle.
Hello there. Flying without wings. What's he doing there? What's he doing?
What's he doing, Zane? What's going on, mate?
Getting headphones right. Come on, mate.
What?
Headphones are stuck.
Headphones are stuck.
Being a diva.
Headphones stuck. Couldn't get headphones out. Wire got stuck. Wire got stuck there. Morning, One Direction.
Good morning.
Morning.
This is like you're all stood in a row in front of the microphone. It's like you're auditioning.
No, it's like we're like Louis Walsh.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I thought we were.
No, you're not auditioning. It's like a weird police lineup,
isn't it?
Well, good morning to all of you.
Good morning to you, Chris.
Now, because of your ridiculous popularity, we've had to come here to this dark black room. Because you're just too goddamn popular.
We're sorry
you haven't had any breakfast.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, dude, you've really got in the way of my routine.
We tried to get you a bacon sandwich, but it just wasn't happening.
They said they didn't open the canteen till 9:30.
Yeah. So well, you should have tried harder. Really? You should have said, Rui, go to home now. Mrs., get the canteen open, I want a bacon sandwich.
That's too good, man.
I know. It's too good. Dominic.
Roy.
Jesus.
You want sausage or bacon?
I suppose, yeah.
I love some beans with her. Zane, you want some beans?
Go like got beans. Go like beans.
Why predict a Roy?
You want a cup of tea?
Louis, you alright?
Yeah, good, thanks.
You happy?
Very, are you?
Yeah, I am, yeah. and of course, the one on the end.
You can't just do that.
What?
That wasn't fair, was
one
it,
on the end.
Sorry, come on, man. Sorry, Liam.
It's alright, man, how you doing? Yeah. I'll forgive you, mate.
Yeah, I'm alright, yeah.
It's like Phil Mitchell.
Where were you born, Liam?
Me, Wolverhampton.
Oh, do you have a strong Wolverhampton accent?
No, because it's from near Brum.
See, that's a lot
better.
You
can't detect it, can you?
Alright, should I speak like this for the rest of the interview?
I would love
that. Oh, go on, do it.
That's lovely.
For Jeff Bain.
who's the poshest out of One Direction?
Harry Styles.
I don't think I am, you know.
Harry wears blazers.
Harry wears a school blazer to work.
Every day.
Well, you are the only one who's turned up in a sweater.
Oh, sorry.
It's cold outside.
It's because I dress like a granddad.
Well, I wouldn't say a granddad, but yeah, you're certainly kind of the smartest, sensibly dressed.
Yeah,
right. Some would say boring.
Conservative.
I wouldn't say that, of course. First of all, thanks. The boys, without giving too much away, the boys did a maths question for the TV show.
Yes, I believe so.
Was that fun?
Yeah,
it was very good. Yeah. Really good fun.
And all the lyrics are all changed, and you've got to work out the maths question.
I love that
lyrics.
Bit of the show.
Yeah, and they did a very good job.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Although, when it goes out on the telly, which is like it's like a week on Friday or something, you've got to watch it because it's very funny because all the boys are doing their thing and all that. And as it comes up to Harry's line, he literally, right, he looks on the camera and he goes, and does a little sexy look like that.
I didn't do that on purpose, though. I thought you did. It was supposed
to
be.
Is it just automatic?
Yeah. He's literally like this.
It just happens.
He's like this.
I can't control when it happens.
And yeah, it's going to say,
I can't.
It's going to say,
I see
like
the
that.
Camera, yeah.
That's his hair. Because you've got big hair, you got a lot of hair.
I had it cut yesterday, actually.
Did you really? Yeah, by Stevie Wonder? Yeah. There's hardly anything gone from that. You've got a lot of hair. In fact, One Direction generally, you do have a lot of hair.
Yeah, a lot of hair.
Now, what I like, though, is if I was in the band, I like the fact... Probably Liam does the least with his hair. It just kind of seems to...
My hair just goes, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't really be talking about hair today, can I? So, here we go.
Listen to that strong Wolverhampton accent.
It's going through now.
Yeah, where's it gone?
It's great.
It's all right.
Yeah.
My son of drag with my hair is wow like some ready to touch some beard. Okay, let me which one, which are the, you know, in all good bands, there's always two that don't sing, ever.
Who are they?
Well, I reckon Niall.
Cheers, man.
He mimes. He does this. That's what makes
you beautiful. You almost got the words
off,
right
bit
there,
offbeat as well. So
yeah, and oh, that's right, slightly.
Like a Chinese advert.
Yeah. but we know you can all sing from the, because it is the weird thing, because obviously X Factor kind of, you know, made you. But so but we all know you can sing because we've heard you all sing.
Did you watch my audition?
I can't remember.
See, there you go.
I can. No, but I don't remember because it's like it's really. I can't remember now. Did you audition? You did. You audition together. You didn't, did
no,
you?
No, we met. No. We got put together at boot camp.
Yeah, and it was Nicole Scherzinger that did it. But
we don't. We don't really know.
Was it they all said that, didn't
heard,
they?
Oh, it was
like
me.
We thought it was like a combination.
All right.
Yeah, it was Chris Boyd's.
It was my idea. Yeah, and it was probably Sunita's idea.
Yeah. Because she's responsible for everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you, so obviously you've been watching X Factor, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
And then you see all these potential groups now within. And you're sitting there, I don't know whether you're all together or watching at your own place or your folks or your mates or whatever. And you see the bands and you go, oh, right, let's look at this boy band lineup. And then you hear them at Judge's House and you go, yeah, we got nothing to worry about. Yeah, we're all right here. Am I right? I'm right, right, Zane? I'm right. You're sitting there going, these guys are rubbish.
There is some good groups in it.
Yeah.
Have you been tuning in? Do you know everyone is on?
I've been trying. When we've been at home, we've been watching it.
Right.
Do you get nervous watching it? Does it bring
the
back
music,
memories?
It's really
the
weird.
It
makes me nervous.
Yeah.
When the music
comes
on.
Way. You're watching it a completely different way to the way you would have watched it before, X Factor.
Yeah. Like, see, now you know. You know what Dermot's like in real life. You know he's a horrible bully. Yeah. So when you see one on TV, he goes, your Saturday Night Star right here. You're there going, you know 30 seconds before he was going to that. I said coffee, you stupid cow. Dermot, Ron, welcome to the X Factor.
That's what he's like.
He's terrible, ain't he? He's a nightmare.
Dermot's a nice guy.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah. He's all right, isn't he?
Yeah. He gave Harry some shirts as well, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah. Hand-me-downs?
He gave me a cardigan and a polo shirt.
I tell you what, dude, you know you're dressing safe when Dermot over here is giving you
that's where he gets the sweaters from.
Yeah. Wowzers.
He had a bit of a thing for your mum as well, didn't he, Harry?
Thanks, Liam.
Sorry, don't worry, mate.
Dermot fancies Harry's mum.
Seriously?
He used to talk about her, like, in his column and stuff.
Really?
This is slow.
Try to get in there. That's why he's giving Harry all the free clothes.
So, how embarrassed do you feel on a scale of 1 to 7?
Yeah, he started calling
one
me
to seven?
Son. 1
to 7? Hang on, he what?
He started calling me son at one point.
Oh! Dude, that's just weird.
Dermot, oh, creepy.
Yeah. That is just weird. All right, well, look, we're gonna talk more. We've got to do the news, right?
Where are we? What time?
It's like 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, it's 8.
Just
oh, yeah.
After 8.
Yeah,
it's
like news time.
It's just like
8
o'clock. What?
It's just 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it's just 8 o'clock, Tom. Dominic, you're going to read the news.
8 o'clock now.
Read the news, Dom, will you?
I really will, then.
Jesus, will you?
Time to Billy and Jillian.
Whereabouts are you from now?
I'm from the Midlands, about an hour outside Dublin.
Where?
Mullingar.
Oh, jeez, that's rough.
Jeez. Oh,
Kip. Oh. Pirates of the Caribbean was filmed in Mullingar.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah. Correct.
All the shots of the sea.
There's a little factory.
And Harry, you're a Cheshire boy.
I am. Holmes Chapel.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's where I got hit in the face of the petrol pump the other day.
Yeah. Was it really?
That's how lovely it is.
Yeah. No, it was by myself. I didn't get attacked by somebody.
Yeah, that's weird. No.
So, Liam, you're Wolverhampton.
Yep.
Louis, where are you from?
Doncaster.
I love that. I love that.
Doncaster.
Amazing.
And this must be weird for you, like London, like, you know, lights on the streets and that kind of things open after 10:30 at night. It must be weird.
It's a whole new world.
Oh, isn't it? Isn't it, mate?
It really is.
Isn't it? Are you a football fan?
I am.
You a Donny Rovers fan?
Not really.
Oh, go on.
I'm a Man United fan.
Oh, get out! Get him out!
Get him out!
It's all gone horribly wrong.
One Direction, that way, sir.
I'm one of three Man United fans in this group.
Oh,
so.
Really? So Niall will be?
No.
Really?
No, Niall's going to surprise you.
See, Harry will be.
Good guess.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
I wouldn't have thought that you were into football. No. I would have thought you were more of a rocker boy.
Yeah, polo.
Lacrosse.
Yeah. Okay, so you're a Man U fan?
Yeah.
Lewis, obviously Man U fan.
Guess the next Man U fan.
That would be Liam. West Brom fan.
No, Liam's West Brom. Oh.
Same.
It's a strange one, isn't it? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's me. I'm not a massive football fan. I just support Man United because my dad did.
Right, okay. Well, if you're not really that interested by good football, you should be a Leeds United fan. That would take you down to the ground.
Closer to home as well.
Well, there you go, you see? Good Bradford lad. Bradford lad.
Are we going to beat you this season, Chris?
Who?
Derby County.
Are you a Derby County fan?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, weird, isn't it?
How are you a Derby County fan?
Don't get it, mate.
Do you want me to explain it?
Yeah, you explain it now.
In the early 70s, yes. Me dad was a big Derby fan. We were in our heyday with Cluffy, and basically I just followed from there.
Yep, that's it.
Have you heard him answer that a few times?
I love the answer.
Can you say Cluffy again?
Right?
Cluffy.
Cluffy.
He spent too much time on the road already, haven't
you? The Cluffy days.
Don Revy.
Well, come on.
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
That I saw
good, isn't it?
One of the guys from that movie. Did I tell the story on the air? One of the guys from the Damned United, the movie, who plays Billy Bremner, right? Who also plays Al Capone in Broadwalk Empire.
Right, yes, right? Yeah.
Scarface. I saw him the other day at Television Centre, the actor, Stephen is he called? And I went, look over there. And the guys I was with went, my God, it's Al Capone. And I went, it's Billy Bremner. He plays Billy. I was all excited. All right, so we're going to do the news with Dominic and Tina. Don't make fart noses during the news. Yeah, you've got to be serious.
We'll try and refrain from them.
Which is what Dave usually does.
Yeah. That's my job.
No, none of that.
Come on, boys.
Chris.
He's so cheeky, isn't he? So and then after the news, I'll tell you which one of you One Direction that Tina fancies. Yeah. All right? So we get to do.
True. Yeah.
We get to do that.
You're all my favourites.
That's not
thanks,
true.
Tina. But if we had to pick one, we'll tell you after the news.
Yeah. So I'll tell you, Zane, after the news that it's you. And then.
No, he's a Manchester United fan.
Oh!
That's put me right off.
Denied!
Jesus, Don, will you read the news?
Oh, right.
Are the boys going to stay here while we read the news, Al?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
But you need to be very quiet, obviously.
Seriously, no. No armpit farts, no nothing.
No deal.
All right, and then we'll be back.
You can fart from your armpit.
Harry, obviously, you've been locked away for too long. Seriously, what's wrong with you? You wait until you see Louis starts lighting his farts on the tour bus. It'll blow your mind.
I've seen it.
All right. Lads, what's this? Wicked! All right, so we'll break for the news, and then we'll play a song, we'll come back. We've got questions from our listeners as well.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
So if you're lucky enough to get through yesterday and maybe record a question for the boys, we're going to be playing out loads of questions. Look at that. I love on that shot there where the camera pans from left to right. It's literally like the world's worst police suspects lineup you've ever seen.
Wasn't me.
Yeah, it probably was, actually. All right, Dominic, you ready with the news?
Yeah.
Tina, ready with the sport?
Ready.
All right, it's just after 8:05.
Facebook Are you showing
are you
One Direction your bottom?
No! Yeah. No, I'm not.
Is he?
Oh, no, somebody...
There was definitely
is that what you could hear...
Is that cool?
You could hear Niall laughing during the sport.
Yeah. One of One Direction dropped their trousers during the sport news.
Any guesses?
And I'm not going to say who it was.
Harry.
It wasn't me.
Barry.
It was
you were doing it then.
It was Tina.
No, I didn't do it.
It was Tina.
You did.
It was Tina.
It's like an audition for Tina.
Yeah. And all the way through, while you had your back at the two boys, Zane was making like sexy moves like that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Tina's like, I'm going to put you through the
do
boot
that into
camp.
The camera.
Like this.
That's disturbing.
Yeah. Are you allowed to do that?
I just did it.
Here is Dominic with the weather.
And the weather. It's a bit windy, but then that will ease throughout the day. Sunny spells for most places, though a few showers later, mainly in western parts of the UK. And it's now later. So I'm going to clock again.
Ten
sorry.
Past eight.
It's 10:10.
10:10.
Later than it was before.
Later, yeah,
it
what a news voice.
Niall and Zane and Liam and Harry and Louis are all here. They are One Direction, and we're going to play a song, and then we're going to come back, we're going to fire some questions at them.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then we're all going to take our trousers off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alan loves the song. Look at that body.
He likes the video more though, doesn't he?
No, I love the song
and the video.
Alan and I talk about LMFAO a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, because I reckon it's a joke. But if you see the videos, it's a joke. But if you don't see the videos and you just listen to the tracks, you go,
Is
then
this...
you see them and you go, oh, okay.
They're having a laugh, aren't they?
Is there some fact about them that their father...
Their dads or their uncles are like...
Their uncle and nephew.
Are they?
Yes,
but their dad or someone set up Motown or worked...
Something like Holland Does Your Holland or something like
really?
That.
Really? Can you imagine them at family parties, though? They'd be absolutely mental.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah. They would.
They'd be absolute. Your accent is screwed up. What the hell is going on?
It's a mix of everyone.
Is that what it is? Yeah. So a year ago, you were like, all right, mate,
I'm from Wolverhampton. And now I'm just like, hello.
Hello. You're hanging out with Harry too much because you're getting like, well, posh.
Sorry.
That's what it is.
I'll brum it up.
You need
for
to hang out with the Ruffins a bit more.
Yeah, I need to go home.
Need to go send me home.
So basically,
come to Danny.
Louis
and me.
Come to Daddy.
The Ruffins.
Now, there was a phase where I just kept going, end at day. I thought, that's not from Wolverhampton.
Oh, it's not. But you do, terrible you pick news. It up. When you hang out, you pick it up.
You do.
Do you mind if I just ask Louis a question very, very quickly? I've had about 14 missed calls from my cousin Amber,
right,
who is like your biggest fan. Would you mind just saying hello to Amber, please, Louis? Because she loves you very much.
Hello, Amber.
Hello, Amber.
Hello, Amber.
Thank you, mate. You'll love her.
Hello.
Hey, Amber. Oh. Howdy.
Howdy, love.
Can I do a Radio 1 one? Chloe, who does our music, loves you all. So could you say hello to Chloe?
Hi, Chloe.
Oh, do you know what?
Oh, my God.
Talked over that, Tina.
Hello, Tina.
Tina, here we go. Tina's going, while you're at it, can I have your number, Zane?
Yeah. No. Charon, my cousin Charon, is your biggest fan.
Charon!
Can I do one? Because it's my granddad's birthday.
Do you want to say hello to your granddad?
Say happy birthday to my granddad, Ken.
What's his name?
Ken.
Ken.
From Cornwall.
Happy birthday, Ken.
From Cornwall.
Granddad Ken.
Yeah, I thought we were singing it.
Big Ken.
No. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I thought it was the arms.
There's no auto-tune, Harry. We're not going to get you to sing. All right, so look. Let's play. So we're on the webcams in our secret location. Tell you what, the secret location is so good, right? That if you go on the webcams, it looks like it's just a black box.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like a scene from Doctor Who.
Where is the secret location?
We can't tell you.
Can't say.
We were blindfolded on the way.
Good. All right, so let's do some questions, okay? So we asked our audience if they want to... Because you've got a lot of fans, which is... It's ridiculous, really.
You've probably seen some of them already, I would imagine.
When you think about it, you know when people go on X Factor, right? And it's like, she sold over 100 million albums. She's toured around the world and played in 1 million countries.
You can tell where this is going.
Right. So if you go on X Factor, it'll be like this. They've had one song out.
And a book.
And a
book.
Two books.
Two illustrated memoirs and an annual.
They've quite literally done a few gigs. However, the fan base is ridiculous. It's great, though.
Love it.
Yeah.
I don't get it myself. I think you're average, but I know that... So what we did, we've got some questions. There's some individual questions and there's kind of like group questions. So...
You've got a few screamers. I've got to warn you.
And that's just Dominic
that?
And Tina.
You can't say that.
You'll hear them.
What do you mean?
They scream.
All right, I thought you had screamer at the
page. So turn our headphones down.
Yeah. All right, so let's go. Let's start with Harry.
Hi.
Hi, Harry.
Harry looks scared for his life.
Okay. Christopher.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here comes your question.
Okay.
This is the first one, just to get this out of the way. I like this one.
Okay.
Hello, my name's Ian Bevan. My daughter, Olivia, loves the life out of you, Harry, and I want to know if you'll marry her and take her off my hands. Because with the economic climate the way it is, when you're stinking rich in a few years' time, I think maybe the money feeding down the line, you know, help me to retire a bit
early. There you go.
He's got a business plan.
Well, Ian Bevan, as you've thought out so much, okay.
So you have to marry Olivia.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, Olivia, by the way.
There you go. And he's not bothered, I suppose, then, if you kind of leave it, as long as he gets some money.
Yeah.
Or you could just cut out the middle of it and just write him a check. I think that'd be happy.
All right.
Okay, so that's number three. Zane.
Hello.
Would you like a question?
Yes.
Hello? Okay. I don't know really what these questions are. All I know is I've got the name and then...
Okay. There's only a few named as well. The rest of them are just generic whole band questions.
Not Ian Bevan questions.
No. They're not all from Ian. Hello, Jane, is Ian here?
Would you marry my daughter? He's
if he doesn't work out with Harry... okay, so this, Zane, this is your question.
Hi, guys, it's Georgia from Sheffield. My question is for Zane. Are you still going out with Rebecca Ferguson?
No messing about. The answer to that question is no, I'm not going out with Rebecca Ferguson.
Were you ever going out with her?
Yes.
Oh, so you were?
Yeah, I was going out with her.
Okay, alright, because that's interesting.
No longer going out with her now.
Okay, are you friends?
Yeah, we're still friends.
Yeah, okay.
That's nice.
Doesn't sound massively that's convincing.
It's nice when stuff ends nicely.
Who's out of the five of you, who's single now?
I'm single.
So Harry and Niall are single.
Yeah.
Zane?
I'm not single. I'm single.
You're single. Tina?
I'm kind of seeing someone a little bit.
I can't believe you diss Alec like that, Louis. You're either with him or you're not. You're just going to make your mind up.
Yeah. And he doesn't like when you say a little bit either.
No. Yeah. Liam?
I've got a girlfriend.
You've got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
How long have you had your girlfriend for?
9 or 10 months.
9 or 10. All going okay?
Yeah, it's all going good.
Has she met the rest of the boys?
Yeah, no. Yeah. She's lovely.
Are they nice to her? Are they polite to her?
Sometimes.
We love Danielle. She's lovely.
Right, okay. Well, will she be listening?
Probably not. No, she's probably in bed.
How rude!
Let's not commit a girlfriend.
We don't like her anymore.
No, I don't like her. No. I don't like her. She's way out of your league. okay, all right. So, what should I go for next? Well, let's give Louis a question.
Thanks, okay. Man. Thanks.
Actually, okay.
Will you be the manager of Donny Rovers?
Are you ready? Here's your question. This is from Laura.
Hi, Louis. It's Laura from Luton. I was just wondering, 7 o'clock Friday, Nando's, Luton?
There you go.
There you go.
That's the most well-made proposal we've
had. Absolutely. Yeah.
Straight in there,
hot and spicy.
I'd love to go to Nando's with her at 7 o'clock. What day?
Friday. Tonight.
Oh, today.
Sounds good, man.
Luton.
Yeah. Tonight.
But it's a date.
It's in Luton.
Yeah, it's fine.
So I get
I've got a friend who lives in Luton.
I get a wife and he gets Piri Piri Chicken.
Yeah.
He's got the better deal.
You get a wife and lose half your money. Yeah. He gets a free chicken dinner.
At good price as well. Mm.
She invited him. She didn't say she was going to pay.
Very good point.
That's true.
Well,
by the way, just in case there are any mad psycho fans listening, please don't go to Nando's in Luton at 7 o'clock tonight hoping that he might turn up.
Or
because
do.
He probably won't. And if he does, he doesn't want you getting in the way.
It's not fair, Chris.
Okay, he'll let's do some...
Louis Tomlinson will be there.
No, don't say that.
I will.
The Tomo.
Luton.
Niall, do you want a question?
Please, Chris, yeah.
Okay. Right, this is your question.
Hi, it's Caroline from Birmingham here.
But
and my question is for Niall. Do you like Jaffa Cakes? Are the cakes available? And will you come to my prom with me?
There you go. Do you like Jaffa Cakes and will you go to the prom with her?
Love Jaffa Cakes.
Nice.
And yes, I will go to the prom. When is it?
Oh, woo!
Yeah.
Really?
We're getting some great offers here, man.
It's tonight at 7 o'clock in Nando's.
In Luton. In the galaxy.
There you are. Oh, this is going very well. All right, so let's open it all up now. Hang on a sec. Harry, Zane, Niall, Louis all get a question. There's no individual question for Liam.
It's because you're from Broome.
And she was from Birmingham as well. I'm offended.
Yeah.
Mm. Offended. Well, you can have the next question. Okay, you ready?
Why don't you ask me a question?
Okay.
I shouldn't have asked this. Right. I'm regretting this instantly.
Would you like to... what are you doing later? Would you like to hook up for a drink?
At Nando's in Luton.
No?
We'll go for a drink.
Yeah,
we'll go.
We're off for a drink.
Yay!
Yeah. Got me now.
You're paying now, mate.
I don't worry, I'm doing a TV show tonight. It's the last one of the series, which means there'll be all the booze that we haven't got through yet. Yay! And we'll be able to just drink it.
Under the desk.
Hello there. Right. Okay, so let's just fly through some questions. Right. This is Sophie.
Hi, One Direction. It's Sophie from Starry. I'd like to ask a question to all of you. If you had to be a female celebrity for a day, who would you be and why?
Good question.
If you had to be a female celebrity for the day, who would you be and why?
I'd be Tina.
Harry would be Tina.
Yeah.
Wow. No, female, we said. Celebrity.
You're so smooth.
Yeah.
Niall?
That's smooth. Very smooth.
I'd be Cheryl.
Shower cold?
Yeah, just love to know what it's like to be so hot.
Nice. Well, you're going to have a lot of spare time in your hands. You could just go shopping and stuff. And, Zane?
I'd be Fergie from Black Eyed Peas. She seems to have a good time. Yeah. I'd like to be here for a day.
Random?
Yeah.
Out of any female celebrity, be Fergie?
Yeah, man.
All right. Larry?
I don't really know.
Good lad. Yeah. I wouldn't know what to say.
I wouldn't
to that.
Know.
So we'll go with that then. I don't know.
Yeah. Liam?
I'm going to throw a random one in and go with Penelope Cruz.
She's really? Hot.
Really, though?
Whoa.
She's hot, man.
I've never got the Penelope Cruz.
I don't
thing.
Get it with her.
She's got very a cute hot. Accent as well.
Huh?
You have to
I
look
think
into
she's
her.
Hot.
Do you not find her nose too thin?
Yeah, I think she's funny looking.
You've really looked into this, haven't you?
Yeah. She's got a thin nose. She's lovely.
I don't like that nose.
Just a bit thin.
Can you imagine Penelope Cruz like really flirting with you badly and you literally have to go, I've got to stop you. It's the nose. Yeah. I'm sorry.
just a nose.
She's too thin.
Can't get past the nose. Yeah. All right, let's have another question.
Hi, it's Lily from Nottingham. And my question is, what did you guys have for breakfast this morning?
Oh,
great
good question.
That's a sore subject.
I had a bag of Wotted.
Beautiful.
I had a packet of Quavers.
Go on, Zane, I'm loving that.
Quavers, man.
H?
I had a can of 7-Up.
H?
I had Hula Hoops.
Hula Hoops. Louis?
I had porridge.
I've had absolutely nothing.
Good lad. Good lad.
I had Munster Munch and a massive milkshake.
By the way, am I the only one who thinks that Louis looks kind of like a younger version of Nick from the Kaiser Chiefs?
That's a good show.
That's a good show. It's
yeah. I'm telling you,
I can see that.
We should get you two guys together.
Wow. I think more Leonardo DiCaprio. Great show.
I think he looks like a cross between Nick from the Kaiser Chiefs and Frankie from the Saturday.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Do you know what I'm saying? Have you had that before?
Yeah,
you do look a bit like her.
Wowzers.
He's appreciated that, Dave.
Well, no, you look like you could be brother and sister is what I meant by that.
Yeah.
Okay,
Harry looks a bit like Rochelle from the Saturdays as well.
I've had Susan Boyle, but I
have you? Well, I won't tell everybody. The press will get hold of that story.
Keep that quiet.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Hey, if you could have anyone in the world, Susan Boyle for me.
Always.
All right, let's have another question. Let's go with this.
I'm Emily from Rugby. And, like, I'm a really big mega fan of you, and I really, really need to know everything about you. And what I don't know so far is what your favourite cheese is.
Yeah, what's your favourite cheese? Now, that's a proper fan when they want to know your favourite cheese. Let's go down the line. Liam?
Bit of Gorgonzola.
Gorgonzola. Louis?
Parmesan for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, get loads of it on as well.
Zane?
Feta cheese.
Feta cheese. I like feta cheese.
I love feta me.
Niles?
Sainsbury's mature cheddar.
Oh my God, going for it. NH?
Yeah, bit of Cathedral City mature.
Wow, mature cheddar. I thought nobody went for my personal favourite.
What's your
of course, halloumi.
Halloumi.
Yeah.
Squeaky cheese.
From Nando's.
I can't have it from the packet, but I do like it if it's been in the oven.
Have you had it on a barbecue?
Yeah. Yes, oh, amazing. Yeah.
Good show.
And I don't eat cheese. So
I can't believe I missed that, actually.
You made a fool of yourselves there.
I know. Halloumi, that is where it's at.
Why did I say Gorgonzola?
Someone farted.
Oh. Nice, now.
No, it was probably
Tina.
Probably
Tina,
me, sorry,
have you farted?
Yeah, it's me.
All right, let's have another question.
Hello, my name is Elena, and if One Direction were an animal, which animal would you be?
Oh, that's Eleanor.
Oh, that's so cute.
Bless her.
Lovely Eleanor, and she's 36, and she says, if you were an animal, this is great. This is one of the best interviews I've ever done. If you were an animal, what animal would you be? Zane?
I said it the other day. The boys would laugh. I said I was going to be, I'd be a gorilla.
Wow.
It's quite a...
Nile?
I'd be a hyena.
A hyena?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would.
Because I'd laugh all the time.
Yeah. Or a meerkat, because they're funny.
Compare to market.com.
There you go. God, are you on product placement this morning?
Every little help.
Louis?
A lion. I'll go love standard it. And say a lion.
Do you know what I love about some of the One Direction, I won't name them. In fact, a lot of them go, what animal would it be? I don't know. And with all the silly random questions, Louis like this. He's got a face of this. What? What animal would I... It's a nonsensical question.
What cheese do you want?
I wouldn't be an animal. I'd be a cheese.
I'm actually thoroughly enjoying these questions, Chris.
I know, I can tell.
Thanks.
Thank you, Nick. I love the Kaiser Chiefs. And Harry?
Maybe like a chimpanzee.
Right, good.
Yeah.
And Liam?
I'd be a monkey because I can do this.
That's a great radio thing to do. You should do that in all your radio interviews.
If you're watching on the webcam, you can see that.
It's like an
I didn't really think that one through, but that's exclusive for
exclusive content.
See, mate, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it.
You're not thinking, but then you very quickly can turn it around.
Can I ask a question really quickly? Mm? I answered a lot of the phone calls yesterday from your fans, and a question that came up a lot was they were upset about the tour dates and the fact that they haven't got tickets. So they wanted to know, are there any more tour dates coming?
This is Chloe. Chloe from Milton Keynes is very excited.
And my question is, have you got any more tour dates?
Have you got any more tour dates?
The first half I didn't understand.
Yeah, not at all.
Chloe from Milton Keynes, have you got any more tour dates? And Zane's going, yeah, you can say.
No,
and,
I don't.
And Harry's going, I don't know what we can say.
I don't think we have got any more tour dates. I think that's all of them, I'm afraid.
What, forever?
We just haven't. For this tour.
No, but
for this tour.
Without saying what they are.
No, hang on, look, this is interesting.
Yeah, what's happening?
Zane's going to do a big reveal. Zane's going to do a reveal.
Spotlight's
no,
on you.
Harry yeah. very, very generously just said maybe we could sort out with some tickets. The girl was asking if we
really?
Got any tour tickets.
But you haven't got any tour dates coming up?
No, but we could give her a couple of tickets.
Yeah.
What, Fernando's?
Cool? No,
no,
but
no, we have
tour.
A tour. We have a tour.
Right,
December,
but
there's no more dates left.
Oh, no.
Oh, so did that come from you, Zane, or did that come from
Harry? That came from Harry asking me if he thinks it'd be cool, and I said, yeah.
Do we still have Chloe's number?
I'm really hoping we do now.
Okay.
Chloe.
Yeah, me too.
If not, can I have them? I'll have them put money in.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
no, they'll sell for like loads. No, I have to go.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
We'll just give the tickets to her.
Right, okay. Well, that's very nice of you. Thank you, Harry and Zane, and the other three who couldn't be bothered to. Look after the fans. I'm just trying to find if there's any other questions. This is nice, actually.
Hi, my name's Cara. I'm from Northern Ireland. It's my best friend Emily's birthday today, and she'd really love it if you could say happy birthday to her. It'd be her best birthday present ever.
Alright, so that's Garrett. So that's Emily, her she best friend.
What a lovely friend.
Yeah, and it's not. So she rings up, she gets through, the chances of her getting through slim, and as she gets through, it's like, what would he say? I'd like to say, can you say hello to my best friend, Emily?
It's really nice.
Oh,
nice.
Nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Emily.
Happy birthday, Emily.
After three, yeah.
Can you do this? Can you go? After three, can you go? Hi, we're One Direction, and we want to say happy birthday, Emily.
Yep.
Right, okay. Okay. I bet you've never done anything like this before.
You do the leader.
Okay, all right, here you do.
One, three, two, one.
Hi, we're One Direction, and we want to say happy birthday, Emily.
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 Wow!
In one take as well.
Didn't even practice.
So is that the trick? When you do those things, does somebody have to lead it?
Yeah. We just do the hi, we're One Direction and together, and then someone else does the thing jumps on it.
Hi, we're One Direction. And you're listening to Radio 1.
Okay, so can I be part of One Direction?
Of course. Yeah.
And then you do the you're listening to Radio 1 bit.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready? Count us in there.
One, three, two, one.
Hi, we're One Direction.
And you're listening to Radio 1.
Oh, I'm at the bell, my God!
Wow. You passed. You're in.
With that dancing, definitely in the
I think you need to improve your enthusiasm, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's something you've got to take away.
Coming from you? Are you out of your mind? Really? Coming from the geeky fella from the IT crowd, he's giving me shit.
I shouldn't have gone there, should I? I picked the wrong battle.
Don't mess with the best, because the best don't mess, my friend.
As well.
So what have you got planned? Are you working for the rest of the day? You got stuff to do over the weekend? Have you got any time off?
We're doing the Teen Awards this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh God, is that Sunday?
Sunday.
Of course it's Sunday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How the hell did I even
get this? Yeah, seriously.
Hello.
You've changed.
I thought you were going to say, how the hell did they make the bill?
How the hell did you make the bill? Are you performing at the Teen Awards?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's
going to be a scream fest.
It's going to be fun.
That's just us.
Yeah.
We'll get on stage.
It's Nick Grimshaw. He's one of the guys hosting it.
They were saying they've been given rules.
Who have?
The band.
No stage diving.
They're upset about that one.
We had a synchronised stage dive planned as well.
Yeah.
So.
Something tells me you wouldn't stage dive. No. It's too common for you, Harry.
Oh,
boys, please, new
boys, you've got a game tomorrow.
Please. I'm going yachting at the weekend, and I don't want to put my back out.
That's brilliant.
Oh, by the way, Matt Cardle has texted in and said, good luck with the tour. You're going to get so much attention from the
lots of attention.
That's what he said. You're more than welcome.
He whispered that in our ear before.
He didn't even text in.
He gave us a big text hug and then whispered into the microphone. Blah, blah.
He didn't even text.
Imagine
you.
The next question was from him.
Oh. Okay, well, look, nice to see you all.
Thank you for having us.
The next single, Gotta Be You, is coming out on the 14th of November.
13th, I think.
It's coming out on the 13th of November.
There we go. Yeah. The geeky IT crowd, guys.
Also, that's the first time.
At least I'm on it.
I think we're talking about the CD. That's the first time everyone has heard the name of this song, actually.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Right there.
Yeah. Gotta Be You.
So thanks for running.
Exclusives. We had a big Highway One Direction thing planned.
When I
as well.
Look into your eyes.
It's just like that.
You've heard it then.
It's gotta be you. Cause that's what makes you beautiful.
Sounds good.
Thank you, I did. And then you're going on tour December and January.
Yes.
Correct. Yep. Very nice. I've been looking forward to it.
Are you coming?
I'll come,
to the Donny Dome.
Are you playing Donny Dome?
Oh, no, I wish.
Oh,
that'd be great, wouldn't
it?
I'd love that.
He'd love that.
I would have loved that, yeah.
Ironically, hang on a sec, we did see the Kaiser Chiefs
we
there.
We did, yeah.
Yeah. Yes,
yeah,
you did.
I remember when they played there.
Yeah. You should have come.
Well, he was singing.
There. Well, you weren't there.
No.
You big liar.
I'm sorry. I just tried to look cool. Don't judge me.
Oh, no, dude, you keep trying.
Okay, man. I love you, Chris.
Give him a sticker and a lollipop.
I love you, Chris. God, Niall really is the gobby one, isn't he? He really is.
I'm just in a really good mood for some reason. I don't know why.
He gets a bit excited in there.
It's probably so excited.
Before I go, I can't believe I almost forgot this because I met most of you briefly at X Factor when I went to X Factor last year. But more importantly, I met pretty much every dad of One Direction.
That's true.
I think I met your dad, Louis.
Yeah, you had a fag with him. Yeah,
and I don't know what you're talking about. We just went outside for some air,
fresh air,
and,
of course.
And I think I met two or three
I think
of the dads.
You met my stepdad.
I think you met everyone's stepdad.
My dad actually sent me the picture of you and him.
Oh, really?
He did.
Yeah, it was cute.
Oh, well, I will come to the tour, but only on the night where all the dads and stepdads or whatever, without getting too deep into family stuff. to make it easy, I just want one family member from all of you.
Yeah.
And then while you're on stage, we'll just sit in the back.
You look a little bit like my stepdad, actually.
Looks like George Clooney, right?
Yeah.
Similar.
What's the similar look about us?
The George Clooney thing.
Thanks.
Yeah. The Silver Fox look. That's what it is.
No, it's the light. It's the light.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Very deceiving.
Yeah, all right, Mr. Products in his hair. Girl hair. So listen, good luck at the Teen Awards on Sunday.
Much,
it's going to be amazing.
Thanks.
It's going to be a really big thing. And if you haven't got tickets for Teen Awards, you can see it on the Radio 1 website. You can watch the whole thing live Sunday afternoon on BBC Radio 1. And there they are for the final time on camera. Look at them. Look at that lineup. What a lineup. And One Direction will continue to be the huge phenomena that they are until Niall leaves the band, or let's be honest, gets booted out for talking too much.
Yeah.
And then Harry leaves the industry and goes into surveying.
Yeah.
And Zayn and Tina get married.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
And me and Louis get married. And
I'm in the IT crowd.
And Liam just goes back to do the IT crowd. It's very nice. All right, well, boys, thank you very much. One Direction, ladies. Woo! One Direction! A nice little Friday.
Hi, my name's Cara. I'm from Northern Ireland.
All right, Cara, you've done it. We've said hello to Emily. Just relax, love. Bye, boys. See you in a few seconds.
See you in a bit.
Who are they again?
No.
That's The Wanted.
The Wanted, yeah.
Sure. Very big at the moment.
Yeah.
We're very late for the news, but we had to do a chat with the boys.
Weren't they great?
They were good. Oh. Really good.
Really nice.
They're quite unruly. Crazy little scamps.
Yeah.
But fun.
So here's my review. Niall by far is the he's the one that you
he's a handful, isn't he?
Yeah.
Harry's fairly quiet.
Yeah.
But very funny.
He's very funny. I like Harry.
Zayn is a nice lad, actually.
Yeah, he's nice.
You know, he's got those model looks.
Did you say he had a girl's hair as well?
I might have done.
Yeah.
He's got model looks, and then he opens his mouth and goes, Chris, nice to see you again, you all right? With that lovely Bradford accent.
Yeah.
Louis is the drummer from the Kaiser Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. Do you not think he looks more like Frankie?
No.
I can see what you mean, though.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And then and Liam, they're all nice guys. Liam's a nice guy. He was at the end there, bless him, with his kind of very weird, screwed-up Wolverhampton accent.
They were great.
Oh, they're so lovely.
Really good.
So there you are. And the new song is going to be called "Got to Be You" by One Direction. Their new song, not New Direction. Their one song.
No, no,
not their one. Their one song is this song. Oh. This is this one here. All right, so we've got to do the news. Blake.